This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Hope. That was the message that the Obama campaign was sending out worldwide during the 2008 U.S. election campaign. How did the imagery of the Obama campaign, from the video for Yes We Can, the song you're hearing now in the background, to the famous Hope poster, shape Obama as a brand? Assistant Professor Jeffrey McLeod and his research partner Nick Webb took a look at the branding and how it worked. Professor McLeod presented their work at the 2009 Congress of the Humanities, the largest gathering of academics and thinkers in North America. Here is Professor McLeod.
Dr. Webb and I argue that this is what constitutes this video and this poster and image. And I promised I would read these five characteristics out because we worked so hard to come up with them. So this is what we've defined as an image. An image is a picture, but five things are important to our analysis. This picture may be actual or imagined, such that poetry as well as paintings may conjure up rich imagery. Our second criteria. An artist's imagery refers to more than subject matter. We are invited to enter a world of connections, a nexus of values. Third, imagery has the power to transform us since a convincing world suspends our disbelief. Fourth, we engage imagery through feeling or intuition, which always trumps our capacity to reason. Five, images are a creative art process. This process involves three phases, art, design, and craft. And it took Dr. Webb and I, a professor of history and critical theory, about 6 to 8 months of hammering back and forth to come up with these criteria. But applied to the Yes We Can video, I think it produces some interesting results. Yes We Can, how many are familiar have seen this before? I suspect many of you. It was viewed on YouTube 27 million times. It's what's called viral. It went viral. And that's a good thing, apparently. In some contexts, it's not so good. But in terms of campaigning and strategy and political imagery, it's a good thing. It was produced by will.i.am, a former member of the Black Eyed Peas, and features several celebrities using the elements of an image. Text, spoken word, music, and moving picture. We sometimes call those movies. It brings these all together, and we have to remember that will.i.am wasn't officially a part of the Obama campaign when this video was produced. It had that layer of, dare I say, authenticity because it came from outside the campaign. Will.i.am, as a member of the Black Eyed Peas, decided, presumably on his own or with his production team, to produce this video and come from outside of the frame of the campaign. Less like branding, where you have I've never been happy with the term branding, where you have someone forcibly imposing a brand on someone. This has an extra layer of authenticity because it comes from outside the campaign. Others take it in, complete the frame, and then it becomes viral and takes on a life of its own. And in that sense, as imagery, it has a certain power, a certain authenticity that really separates it from a typical campaign, a button or logo or an advertisement or whatnot. And so in that sense, it has a special type of imagery. And the context is as important as the content. And the form is as important as the content. I think we could all be somewhat convinced that our form influences our content. That is to say, our style, rhetorical skill, the things that you see, the form, influence our content. The analogy I like to use to try to convince my students of this is when you go into a bookstore, do you not judge a book by its cover? We say the cliche is never judge a book by its cover, but don't we often always judge a book by its cover? If we're not aware of its content, what else would we judge it by? So the title, what's written on a dust jacket, the form the book takes influences our uptake of it, such as the case with the Obama campaign. I think sometimes in political science we try to separate the two and say, well, that person has style but no substance, or that person has substance but no style. The two can meet, and too often meet. One doesn't really work without the other, and I think that's an important part of the analysis here. The second image, and I realize I'm going through this fairly quickly, but the second image we look at is the Pope Obama campaign poster. And in the paper we looked at several images, but I'm just focusing on two here. What's interesting about the Pope poster is that it was this was commissioned by the Obama campaign. The artist in this case is Shepard Fairey. Anybody ever hear? Shepard Fairey's a pretty, he's an American street, comes from the graffiti street art artist culture. He says he's been arrested 13 times for various offenses, graffiti, whatnot. He describes his art as made in anger. He describes himself, he created this Obey campaign that was popular, it's become popular, it is still popular in street art culture with the Obey graffiti art. This was not a person you would naturally expect to be designing the poster for a presidential campaign, yet the Obama campaign taps Shepard Fairey to design its Pope poster. Again, like the YouTube video, it goes viral. Millions of reproductions, people put it up on their Facebook site, it's all over the internet, it has uptake, so people add to the content, and that's an important thing here. With the Yes We Can video and the Hope poster, the spectator, the viewer, adds to the content. It's not just imposed on them like a brand. When Barack Obama asks, yes we can we change, we complete the sentence. It is the ambiguity of these pieces that give them their power often. That's what two scholars that Webb and I rely on, Murray Edelman and George Lakoff, tell us that sometimes the implicit message or the ambiguity gives an image its power.
You're listening to Needs No Introduction on the Rabble Podcast Network. Fresh ideas from speakers of note. Today's speaker is Mount St. Vincent University Assistant Professor Jeffrey McLeod, and he's talking about the image that Obama's campaign built during the 2008 U.S. election.
And so by not completing the sentence, by Barack Obama in that Yes We Can video, that was a stump speech turned into a spoken word sung video, doesn't give us his opinion on subprime mortgages or his detailed plans for the withdrawal of troops from Iraq. He doesn't give us a strict, in fact, there's very little to no policy content. Yes, we can. Change we need. Change is coming to America. What does that mean? He starts this sentence, we complete it. We complete it with a plethora of answers. And keeping that open gives it its authenticity and strength. So in that sense, the imagery is strong. How am I doing here? Now the conclusion in this paper, and I've skipped over much of our, we talk about frames, deep metaphors, the work of Lakoff and Edelman and how it relates to imagery as construed and constructed around political imagery, and how the image, and remember here, the image here is not merely a picture, it's many, many things together, is important. Our general conclusions are, we're not making the claim that the poster art of Shepard Fairey or Yes We Can, or the Yes We Can music viral video alone are responsible for the election of President Obama. Yet these artworks help to image a narrative. President Obama and his team understood the lessons from Lakoff and Edelman. It will be interesting to see if his administration can maintain the coherence of its own frame and maintain a rhetoric that builds and extends the political world he bids us enter. In the final analysis, a macro observation is that communication without expression persuades few. Politics is more of an art than a science. I think we heard that this morning somewhere else. It is a visceral, not merely intellectual. It requires that we understand language as a complex textile woven from passion and reason, feeling and argument, fact and fiction, metaphor and premise. To do this, we must recognize the roots of political science in the humanities as much as in the social sciences. So I think I've caused enough trouble with this paper. I'll leave it at there. And just, again, this is a mere teaser trailer of the paper. I'm happy to provide the full text version for those that are interested. And again, I send regrets on behalf of Dr. Nick Webb from NASCAD University, who couldn't be here today. Thank you very much.
That was Jeffrey McLeod speaking on the imagery of the Obama campaign at the 2009 Congress of the Humanities in Ottawa, Ontario. Tune in again for more coverage from speakers at the Congress. Thanks for listening to Needs No Introduction. Fresh ideas from speakers of note.